Kalim Perek of Zion Mishnah Hey. Beloye Nafa Uchvara, Shitkidan, Itkinan Yeshiva. So now the question is like this: where you have a kli that loses its shame kli of its initial purpose because it's no longer workable, and now you set it aside in order to sit on it. So then we don't have the problem of Amod V'Nasa Malachtena, which generally stops Tumas Midras from being chal on the type of thing, because these things are no longer usable for what they are. But the question is, do you need to do a Maisa in order to change them from their original Yi'ud to a new Yi'ud? Because the first way that I was Koveya them was with a Maisa. I was Koveya them, let's say, to be a sieve, right, or to be a sifter. Now they got worn out, there's too big, the holes are too big, I can't use it. So now I want to turn it into a seat. Is it automatically a seat? So Rabbi Akiva says, yes. Since you decide at this time that that's what you want to use it for, so then it's begetter. It lost its old yi'ud, and now it becomes begetter. Kol ha'kelim yordim l'day tumatam b'machshava, and this is a machshava. The Chachomim say, no, you need to do something. So let's say, you mikatzea them. You trim the parts that are sticking out that might tear your clothes or something like that to make it more roy to be a chair. But just thinking about it is not enough. Even though if it never was a kli before, obviously we said beferish in the Mishnah before, just thinking about it is enough. But since over here you want to change the original kli that it was, just b'machshava, that's not enough. You have to do something in order to make it into a new kli that is roy for Kabbalah's midras. Now, how about a car seat? So a kisei shel katan, sheyesho raglaim, if it has the type of seat that then you could put on the floor and, you know, you rock the kid in it and so on and so forth. So over there, even if it's less than a tefach, remember we said earlier that a chair is not considered to be something ro'u l'yeshiva if it's not raised at least one tefach above the ground. But that's only for an adult. I mean, you're talking about a baby chair. So then even though it doesn't have a shear of one tefach, it's still considered to be tameh because it's ro'u for a child. How about a chaluk shel katan? I mean, you take a look at a undershirt, an infant's undershirt, a newborn's undershirt. I mean, that is not anywhere near the size of something that is right to be makabel tumas midras. I don't care what it's made out of. I mean, it's not certainly not going to be the minimum shear of shloisha tfachim. It's bigger than the whole baby. So Rabbi Eliezer says, look, but that is miyuchad for a baby. If the baby was tameh midras and he would be lying on the shirt, so then it would be able to be a kabel tuma. So then it's roy le kabel tuma. The Chachamim, however, say, no, it's ad sheyeh bo kishiur. It requires the normal shear of midras, because it's true that you're right, that currently speaking, it is something that is shayach to Kabbalah's midras. But remember that this kind of thing is not really a permanent kind of thing. I see it as useful for a week or two, right? Because a child is not going to be that small for more than a week or two. So because of that, it's not considered to be a chosh of a kli. So this is a new idea we never saw before. So it has to be a shear, and otherwise it doesn't have the chashivas of a kli. And what's interesting is that since the undershirt is essentially a doubled over kli, because I mean, we just sew the edges down so that now you've got, let's say, the sleeveless shirt, right? If you want to measure the shear of shloisha tefachim by shloisha tefachim, you're actually going to have nimdad kaful. So in other words, since it's folded over permanently, it can't be that the whole thing has the shear of the 3x3 tefach, meaning that, you know, it can only be 1.5 tefach here, 1.5 tefach there, and then if I unfolded it, it would be 3x3 in the width. No, it's got to be as it is now, nimdad kafur, which means that it would have to be 6x3 in order for it to be mitameh. Then, what would be the din of other things that would be measured only kafur? So now that's our next Mishnah. Perek of Zayin and Kalim Mishnah, Sheish. Elo nimdadim kfulim. There are a lot of kind of things that are meant to be worn doubled, and therefore sometimes sat on, but you don't open them up when you sit on them, and therefore they need to be the shear even just while they are folded, because that's their normal way of using them. And that would be, and of course this corresponds to some of the kalim that we spoke about, Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, the yutches kalim of clothing that you're wearing. So some of those clothing are worn only as they're double. So the ampalia, which is made out of cloth or made out of leather, and it covers your feet, and pumulinia, which is also, it's like a kind of underpants or short gym shorts, and mikmasayim, regular pants, a kova, a kishalpandia. Kishalpandia is halot, put money into it. So all of these things, it's only going to be metami to masmidras if one side alone has got the shear of whatever material it's using. Now, how about the idea of patches? Remember, we said before, patches, if they're usable for the chamor, mardeya shel chamor, so then they have a shear, even of a tefach al tefach. Now, suppose you take a patch and you put it onto an area which is doubled over. So in other words, let's say you patch a collar. By patching the collar, you put some of the patch on one side and some of the patch on the inside, and it's bent over. So if you had a matlit that you were tlaya al ha-safa, you put it right at the edge of your collar. So imshuta, if it was only folded on, it was sewn onto one side, so then fine, then you measure it like that. But if itself has to be doubled in order to do its job, so then it has to be nimnedet kulah, that the part that is on the outside has got to be the shear to be metami. And the other part can only be metami if it's also the shear. So this would be another example of kalim that have to be measured on both sides separately. Now, what about where something was right to be mekabel tumah and was mekabel tumah smidras, so Anita sat on it or something, and then it became less than the shear, and since it cannot maintain the tumas midras, after it becomes less of the shear, what would be the din of the remaining piece? So that, of course, is something that we've really spoken about in different ways before, a number of different occasions, which is that something can be metame itself in terms of maga midras. We've had this idea numerous occasions. And here we want to formalize this. So let's say we have a beged that actually was precisely 3x3 tefachim. And sure enough, it became tamei midras. And then after it was 3x3, you made it much larger, and now it's a whole big, let's say a coat or something. And of course, the halakha is that when you have a kli that is mechuber to something which was initially a kli that was mekabel tumas midras, kol ha-mechuber ala tamei is considered to be part of that kli, and therefore it would still be tamei. So you continue, now you have this big thing, right? And the whole thing is now tamei b'tumas medras. But now what you do is, you take out one thread from the precisely measured 3x3 tefachim primal piece, which then afterwards everything was added to. So then if you take the original piece of it, that everything else was built around, you have taken away the tumas midras, because you can be tamei because you're mechuber to a kli that is tamei midras. But if that original section is no longer shayach to maintain tumas midras because it doesn't have a shear, then the entire thing loses the din of the tumas midras. So because of that, it will no longer be tumei midras. But the whole thing, old and new, is still tamei because it's maga midras, because since the other section was in touch with the original piece while it was tamei midras, so now it became tamei as something that had touched midras. But remember that midras is matame kalim because midras is considered to be an avatuma. So then that means that the entire kli became a rishon. Now that I remove the actual tumas midras from the original section, still, that whatever's left of the original section is part of a kli that is now tamei maga midras. This idea we found many, many times before. We talked about it in the case of the tefillin, when you kept replacing all of the cases where we had the din of panim chadashos bolakan, all involved this issue on the way in which they were gradually being replaced. So it would be Tomei Maga Midras. And therefore, the whole thing now, even the original piece, now becomes Tomei because of the Tumas Rishon that's on the new piece that you added. Now, how about if first you took away one thread, and now the original section no longer is Tomei Midras because it's a little bit less than the Shir of Shlosha Shlosha. Now you add to it, you keep weaving it, and now it becomes a whole coat or whatever. So Acher Kach Yishlem Alav Et Kol HaBegad. In this case also, it is Tomei Maga Midras, because since the parts touch each other, so because of that, it's considered to be, even though it was not originally Tomei by touching something Tomei, but it touched that which had touched itself as you were taking off that piece from it. So the rest of the original section is still Tomei Maga Midras, and therefore now that it's a whole big piece, it would still be considered to be Maga Midras because the original section was a Maga Midras, and now the rest, the new section, is called a Kol HaMechuber El HaKli, is considered to be Tomei Komo. So therefore, it would be also a Rishon Letuma. Now, the next Mishnah is going to take this a step further. So we had these two cases where you first had taken away the shear from the original section and then added, or we had where you added and then took away. Okay, now let's talk, as we often do throughout the Masechet, about what the equivalent halacha would be, legabe tumas mace. And the equivalent halacha of tumas mace, remember, is that because, why do we always talk about tumas mace, even though tumas maga should all be the same? Because by tumas mace, we can actually have a case in which the thing that you're touching is itself an avatuma. And remember that that's the case of cherev hareyu kichalal, so that it's possible for a kli to be metame another kli in the event that it was the kli that suits the din of cherev hareyu kichalal. Now there's a big machlokus about whether cherev hareyu kichalal is only the din legabe a metal kli similar to a cherev, or whether cherev hareyu kichalal, if you hold like the Rambam, is metame all types of materials. And cherev is only an example. It does not have to be a kli matechet. Therefore, when we're talking about the case of Yirat Tomei Meis, it would seem to be exactly the same thing. So if something is metame tumas meis, which is tumas shiva, so then of course he's going to require hazoya of the Parah Aduma. If he's only a Rishon Letuma, then he's a Rishon like anything, and that kli will not be metame another kli, because it's only a Rishon, and that kli is mittaher in a mikveh, and it will not be requiring the hazoya. So now, in the first case of the previous Mishnah, we talked about where we first had the shear, added the shear, and then removed a little piece so that we no longer have the shear in the original piece, right? Okay, by Tumas Meis, we can do the same thing, except we change 3x3 tvachim, which is necessary for Tumas Midras, into 3x3 etzba'ot. So now it becomes shalosh al shalosh instead of shlosha al shlosha. Okay, so let's imagine the case is, you've got a piece that you had woven, which is precisely 3x3 etzba'ot. This piece becomes Tomei Mit. Okay, now you were mashlim the whole thing. You made a big coat out of it, right? So now that means that the entire coat has tumas mace on it because of the din that kolam b'chubra latame is considered to be tame. It's all one kli. Okay, continuing the case that we had in the previous Mishnah, now you pulled out one thread from the original piece, and therefore it now is slightly less than shalosh shalosh. So then the entire thing becomes tar from Tumas Meis, but it's exactly the way that it was in the previous Mishnah. Just like over there, we said the additional piece that had been added to the original piece was Tumei Maga Midras, so that even when the original section loses its Tuma, the same thing is true over here. This additional piece is now Tumei as a Rishon because it was touching something that was Tomei Mace. So therefore, since they had come into contact while their first piece was still Tomei Mace, the next piece remains a Rishon even when you take away that piece. And now, since it is a Rishon, whatever is left of the original piece is now Tomei as a Rishon because it is in part of a Kli, it's Bechubra to a Kli, which is a Rishon Letuma. But, now that would imply that if it was the other way around, and you had first removed that one thread to make it less than 3x3, that's Pahot, that then you would not have a din of Tumah that would be left, right? Continues the Mishnah exactly the way that the previous Mishnah continued. How about if you did it in the other way around? Suppose first you took out one thread from the original 3x3 etzba'ot piece that was Tomei Betumas makes, and you not chut echad mitchilato, and then you continue weaving it, and now it becomes this big coat, right? So acher kach shlim alav et kol habeged. In this case, it's tahor, because when you made it not a tumas makes, fine. So let's say that it became Tomei by touching itself. In this case, it's different. Why is that? Because after, in the last Mishnah, after it became less than Sholesh al-Sholesh, it remained a Tumah of Rishon Tumah because of Maga Midras. Masha Enkein, in this case, it will not be Maga Midras. Why? Maga Tumah Meis. Why? Mipnesha Amru. That's because the halacha is that once Sholesh al-Sholesh was Mitma'et from the Shir, it becomes completely tahor, as opposed to the case before. The case before, which was 3x3 tfachim, shlosha al shlosha, has all of the requirements to be a kli, except for tumas midras, right? So it meets all of the requirements for a shear. And therefore, for it to be a kli that's makabo tuma, not as midras, fine, it was makabo, maga midras is a kind of tuma, which would affect even a small piece. But something which is only 3x3 etzba'ot, once it's less than 3x3 etzba'ot, it's not a kli at all. So what difference would it make if it touched itself? It can't be mekabel tumah. And therefore, it is considered to be completely tahor, and you can't recreate that tumah by adding onto it, right? So then shlosha al shlosha, if you were 3x3, if it becomes smaller than 3x3 tfachim, then even though it loses its tumas midras, alfa pishator mi midras, it's still absolutely roy to become tumah from tomei from any other tumah, including maga midras. And because of that, the Mishnah said it's tomei as a maga b'midras, and it remains a rishon mashenkin. In this case, since the primal piece, the original piece, was 3x3 etzba'ot, it's no longer considered to be tomei in any way. Now, okay, a further question of this concept of maga with itself. Sadin. Let's talk about something that's big. It's talking about a sheet. It was a sheet on a bed. It became tamei betumas midras, and nida lay on it. And now you take it and you make it into a mechitza, right? So we had before, you make little hooks. You do a change. Remember, there were three completely different approaches as to what the level of the change needed to be, whether it was just the kviyut of it by attaching it, whether you had to actually add loops on it and so on. Fine, but whatever it was that was required was done. And now you made it a vilon, and therefore, by doing that maisa, you took off the tumas midras, so that sheet is tomei from tumas midras, but it's still tomei maga midras, because while it had tumat midras, it was in touch with itself. Now, there's a lot of different approaches among the Achronim as to what we mean by touching itself. If it means literally touching itself, in other words, the sense that each thread is in touch with all other parts of the Begad, you run into a problem of maga beit hastarim, because the chibur is not open. The chibur is hidden. And if it's hidden, it ought not to be metame, because of the din that beit hastarim is not metame. So you're going to have to say that for some reason we're going to make a difference between tumat beit hastarim in this particular case, as opposed to normal cases of something else touching it. But it in itself is not a chisaron if it's tumat beit hastarim. And it certainly seems from the lashon of the Mishnayos that we are talking about some type of touch. Now, I suggest that the machlokas that we're about to engage in with Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama actually revolves around whether we're talking about a different musag entirely. And that is that something which is tamei midras is by definition also a maga midras. Because it's not just that something is what it is. It contains all of the embedded layers of tuma that are part of that. So it doesn't need to actually touch itself in any way. If it was at one point tumas midras, when that tumas midras leaves it, that's more than just touching something that was tamei midras. It is the thing that was tamei midras. And that itself is not a conveyance of tuma. It's a residual tuma that comes from being tamei midras. So it's much more than simply the physical transference of the tuma. You don't have to get onto the issue of whether it actually transferred. And if that's the das of the Chachomim here, then when Rabbi Yossi says, well, chibei is a midras nagaseh, where in the world did it touch any midras? I mean, the threads aren't considered to be transferring midras, because that would be tumas beis hastarim. So no, I disagree completely. The point over here is that once you made it into a vilon, it could be tamei maga midras, only in the sense that if it touches the zov directly, then it'll be tumas maga, which will be similar to the same din as had it been maga midras. But there's certainly no such thing as something being defined as being itself, and therefore being tamei. Because what would you do with the fact that then it would be tumas beis hasitarim?